Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we'll be kicking off the first part of a series about being open to opportunities to grow your animal health or veterinary career. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
And so, Stacy, we've touched on this topic before. What prompted you to start a new series about it?
Well, multiple reasons, actually. So first, I believe this is one of the most important factors in whether or not a person experiences success in their animal health or veterinary career. That's because you have to be open to opportunity because you can take advantage of it. And second, there is tremendous opportunity in the job market right now, especially for those people who work in the veterinary profession. In fact, there could be more opportunity than there has ever been, and there could be even more in the years ahead. And third, I don't think that enough people are actually taking advantage of the opportunity that does exist. And since they're not doing that, it means that they could be missing out on opportunities to grow their animal health or veterinary career. As an executive recruiter and search consultant, I like to help people reach their full potential and grow their career. That's why this topic is so important to me and why I'd like to address it again, this time in a more expanded way.
Okay, that makes sense. Where would you like to start?
I'd like to start by dispelling the myth that people are simply too busy to be open to opportunity.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that the people who take advantage of opportunity are not somehow less busy than the people who don't. Being too busy is not really a valid reason for not wanting to at least consider a new opportunity. In actuality, it's just an excuse, and it might not even be an excuse that a person consciously knows that they're making.
How's that?
Well, when a person gets too comfortable in their job, they become more concerned with maintaining the status quo. However, you can't grow if your top priority is to maintain the status quo. That's because the status quo is the equivalent in staying in one place, and staying in one place is not growing. Unfortunately, some people find being comfortable in the status quo attractive so that they attempt to stay where they are because they're familiar with their job and their employer.
Even if they might be underpaid.
Yes, that's right, if you can believe it, even if they might be underpaid. In fact, even if they know that they're being underpaid. You might have heard the expression before, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
Yeah, I've heard that. So how does that apply here?
Well, there are some people who use that phrase as a valid reason not to explore opportunity in their animal health or veterinary career.
Really? That doesn't sound like a valid reason either. It sounds like another excuse.
Yes, in the vast majority of cases, that's exactly what it is, an excuse. Instead, it's indicative of a fixed mindset and not a growth mindset. Not only that, but it's also an indication of a negative outlook on the future as opposed to a positive one.
Because they're already thinking in negative terms about other opportunities.
That's right. They're assuming that other opportunities will be no different or better than the job they have right now. Their current job is the devil they know, while any other opportunities would simply be the devil they don't know. When viewed within this perspective, you can see how they can persuade themselves to ignore other opportunities and simply hole up within their comfort zone.
That sounds like a cycle of self-perpetuating prophecy.
Well, it is. In fact, that's how people get into what's called a career rut. They're too afraid of the unknown to venture beyond their circle of comfort. So they stay where they are, even if they're dissatisfied. They know that they're being underpaid or both. It's unfortunate when it happens, and I don't like to see it, but it happens more often than you might think. People come up with all types of excuses for not wanting to explore other opportunities in their animal health or veterinary career. But there's one that I want to address specifically in today's podcast episode, and that's the one I mentioned a few minutes ago, the myth of being too busy.
So why do people use that excuse?
Well, first, because it's easy, and second, because there's a kernel of truth in it.
And how's that?
Well, in today's society and job market, especially within the animal health industry and veterinary profession, just about everyone can make the claim that they're too busy to do something. And to some degree, I agree that people are busy. Everyone is busy. But are they too busy for greater opportunity? This is where I start to disagree and would rather take the position that people are simply using the too busy excuse to avoid exploring other opportunities, no matter how good they are.
So Stacey, when do you typically hear candidates tell you that they're too busy?
Well, sometimes someone will tell me that when I initially present an opportunity to them, an opportunity that has potential to be better than the job they currently have. After all, I would not want to bother a person to present an opportunity unless it has potential to be better than their current job. Moving for something that is not better is typically not in the best interest of a person's animal health or veterinary career. And more specifically, candidates sometimes will push back against the idea of interviewing for a position that could represent a leap forward in their career.
Really? You mean a face-to-face interview?
Yes, primarily it's the face-to-face interview, although it could also be a simple phone screen.
But since COVID, haven't more employers been open to the idea of a virtual interview?
Yes, that's very true. But despite that fact, there are some professionals who still claim to be too busy to participate in those meetings, even though it doesn't require travel or an inordinate amount of time. And this is precisely why I refer to the time and energy spent exploring an opportunity in interviewing for a position as an investment.
An investment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, an investment that a person makes with the expectation that they could receive a substantial return on their investment. And it's not like the investment they have to make is extraordinary or debilitating. However, the quantifier is this. If a person is not willing to make the investment of considering other employment opportunities and interviewing with other organizations about those opportunities or both, then clearly growing their animal health or veterinary career is not that important to them.
Ouch. That's pretty harsh.
Well, perhaps, but it's also accurate. I mean, you can't grow your career without making any effort to grow your career. It's not just going to happen. And there's nothing magical about it. You must make the investment of time, energy, and effort.
So Stacey, while we're on the subject, explain the difference between face-to-face interviews and in-person interviews.
Well, a face-to-face interview is where the people participating can see each other. So it could be an in-person interview, or it could be a Zoom interview or Teams or whatever platform you want to use. But as long as the people see each other, it's considered a face-to-face. However, an in-person interview is just that, where the people are in the same room together. An in-person interview is considered to be the same as an on-site interview. The candidate traveled to the physical location of the employer to be a part of the interview. And so with everything that we've discussed so far in mind, I'd like to discuss four reasons why making an investment of time, energy, and effort to interview with the company, especially in person, is worth it for an animal health or veterinary professional.
Great. What are those reasons?
Well, first, making the investment demonstrates a person's enthusiasm for the opportunity. Enthusiasm is a quality high valued by employers because it is often translating into motivation, commitment, and a positive attitude in the workplace. When a candidate is willing to invest the time and effort required to travel for an on-site interview, it sends a powerful message to company officials that they're genuinely interested in the position.
And this is where a person makes their first impression on an employer, is that right?
Yes, and as we've discussed before, first impressions matter. A candidate who is eager to attend an in-person interview not only exhibits enthusiasm, but also conveys a level of dedication and seriousness about the role. It shows that they are willing to go the extra mile to explore the opportunity, which can set them apart from others who do not. In contrast, candidates who are reluctant to attend face-to-face interviews may give the impression of indifference or hesitancy, which can be a red flag for employers. In addition, face-to-face interviews allow candidates to engage with the company on a more personal and human level. They can express their interests, ask questions, and make a genuine connection with the interviewers. These interactions provide a platform for candidates to showcase their passion for the organization, its culture, and the specific role in question.
So what's another reason why making an investment of time, energy, and effort to interview with an employer to explore an opportunity worth it?
Well, another important reason is to gauge the fit between the candidate and the employer. This is especially important in terms of core values and company culture. Company culture is a significant factor in job satisfaction and long-term success. During an in-person interview, candidates can assess the company's culture through various observations and interactions. They can see the physical workspace, observe employee interactions, and gain insights into the organization's values and work atmosphere. This firsthand experience can help candidates determine whether the company's culture aligns with their own values and working style.
It seems as though the candidate can get a lot more information by being on site for an interview as opposed to a Zoom interview or a video interview or whatever.
Yes, that's right. I mean, in-person interviews offer the opportunity to engage in candid conversations with current employees. This can be valuable for understanding the day-to-day reality of working at the organization. Candidates can ask about work-life balance, team dynamics, growth opportunities, and more. And such insights are often difficult to get from online research or remote interviews. And then that brings us to our third reason why making an investment of time, energy, and effort to interview with an employee to explore an opportunity is worth it.
And what reason is that?
Well, that reason is it can help candidates make informed decisions that can benefit their animal health or veterinary career. Accepting a job offer is a significant life decision, and it's essential to have a clear understanding of what the job and company entail before committing. While phone and video interviews provide valuable information, they may not offer the depth of insight necessary to make an informed choice.
So it's a situation in which more information is better.
That's right. The two things that you can never have enough of when you're trying to make a decision is information and leverage. An in-person interview can provide plenty of information, certainly more than a Zoom interview can provide. Walking through the company's premises, meeting colleagues, and understanding the day-to-day operations can give candidates a tangible sense of their potential future. In addition, an in-person interview can help candidates clarify any questions or concerns they may have about the position. They can seek detailed information about the role's responsibilities, expectations, and career advancement opportunities. Candidates can also discuss compensation benefits and work arrangements, ensuring they have all of the necessary information to make an informed decision.
Because the more information, the better.
That's exactly right.
So what's the final reason on our list?
Well, the fourth and final reason why making an investment of time, energy, and effort to interview with an employer to explore an opportunity is worth it is the chance to find out if the employer is as enthusiastic about you as you are about the employer and the opportunity. An in-person interview provides a platform for candidates to gauge the company's interest in their candidacy. The way the company conducts the interview, the level of engagement and responsiveness from the interviewers, and the promptness of follow-up communication can all provide insights into the organization's enthusiasm.
So is this because the employer has to make an investment in the process as well, especially since we're still in a candidate-driven market?
Yes, that's right. Reciprocal enthusiasm is a critical aspect of the hiring process. It signals that the company sees potential in the candidate and is willing to invest time and effort in securing their talent. It can be an indicator of the company's commitment to creating a positive work environment for the candidate. On the other hand, a lack of enthusiasm or engagement from the company side can raise doubts about its dedication to the candidate and the role.
So, Stacy, we are just about out of time. So, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's podcast episode?
Yes, there is. So, when all is said and done, whether or not you're willing to go on a face-to-face interview or an in-person interview provides the perfect litmus test, so to speak, for your animal health or veterinary career. That's because if it's important enough for you to explore new opportunities and advance your career to the fullest extent possible, then you would take the time to go on an interview. Does that sound too simple? Well, it really isn't. It's just a matter of what's most important to you, and that importance is defined by your actions, what you do and what you don't do. If you really want to advance your animal health or veterinary career and make it the best that it can be, then you'll make time to attend job interviews to explore opportunities that have the potential to move your career forward. However, if you don't and you're comfortable with where you are, no matter how dissatisfied you are, then you won't make the time.
Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about the importance of being open to opportunity in your animal health or veterinary career.
Caleb, it's been my pleasure, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, be sure to check out the hot animal health jobs and veterinarian jobs on the Vet Recruiter website at thevetrecruiter.com. Take steps to move your animal health or veterinary career forward by having a growth mindset. If you are an employer needing to hire animal health talent or a veterinarian, reach out to Stacy at the Vet Recruiter, and we will be back with you again next week.